welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I'm pleased to be joined by Roger Richter. He's with us from the ADR Fire Department and the spokesperson for the Farm Toy Show coming up this weekend. That is Saturday, March 10th. So, Roger, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, and just kind of tell us about the event, how long you guys have been doing this, and for those that have never been before, maybe like myself, what's in store?
Basically what it is, it started out 29 years ago. At that time, the fire department was looking for some fundraisers. I had just started going to these toy shows, if you would, farm toy shows, although not limited to just farm toys, but started going to them, and I said, well, how about we try that? And basically what it amounts to, I mean, it brings a fair amount of outside monies. The local communities always support local businesses and departments, fire departments and such real well, but this is just a way that we decided maybe it'd be a way that we weren't actually knocking on their door all the time looking for donations. And we get our vendors from, we've had vendors from like five different states around. They rent their tables. People pay through the door. If you're over 12, it costs you $2 to get in. We have a gymnasium full of tables, and the vendors display their goods on. That's kind of how it came to be, and we just kept doing it year after year. And we get a lot of good support, a lot of good comments about our show. And I even do have a little bit of a waiting list of people wanting to get in, but kind of limited to how many people we can put in there. And plus, the vendors make the show. Granted, I could make room or find a home for probably 100 tables, but then there's only so much money that comes through the door, and then the piece of pie gets a little bit smaller, you know. So you got to protect the vendors because they're the ones that really make your show. And our school has really supported us because we have the music boosters for all 29 years have done the lunch program for us. And again, a moneymaker for those folks. So that's kind of how it came to be, I guess. James, I got a little long-winded on that maybe, but
not at all. All great details there. It's fantastic to see such a great outpouring of support for annual events like this one. Along with the Boys and Girls Club event going on. So a couple of great things going on in the Adair area. If you're bored and got nothing to do, well, you don't have any excuses anymore, let me tell you. Roger, are you a collector yourself then?
Oh, somewhat. I mean, I've got some. I'm not an extremist, I guess, so to speak. I don't get everything new that comes out all the time. And, you know, things that catch my eye. We have some vendors show up with literature. You know, and I kind of like some of the literature or the old bullet pencils, if people can remember back to the days of the stockyards when the commission companies give out bullet pencils when you took livestock to their location. So kind of into just odds and ends. But, I mean, we do have some diehard collectors that come all the time, and some people are really into it. And, like I say, with our vendors, some of them, you know, have the farm toys. Some of them have trucks. Some of them custom do the little semis, get a variety of, maybe you'll have a truck that's got, the small scale, the bales of hay on it, or small farm equipment or construction equipment. So for myself, I mean, I've got a few toys. Nothing as elaborate as a lot of the people that come through the door. So,
Roger, any particular item that you've seen come through in the last 29 years that stands out in your mind, or any that you've seen maybe a couple times that have been your favorite?
It's getting harder and harder anymore to find the toys that are in good condition from back in the 50s and 60s. You know, I kind of enjoy those. I mean, I kind of do the one of limited editions, if you would. A good friend of mine gave me a John Deere track tractor one time, and it's a real detailed unit, and I've never ever seen another one like it, and it's like only one of 200 ever produced, and I'm sure it would be worth a lot of money in the right location. I guess probably the most exciting stuff, they have some of these precision toys that they've come out with, and they got a lot of detail to them, and they kind of catch my eye, I guess, if I was going to pinpoint one item. But then again, and some of them have really gone up in value. I mean, at one time they had oh, like a John Deere A with a cultivator, and I think when it came out new, it's probably been, 20-plus years ago, you could buy it, you know, from a dealer for like $85, and then at one time it got up to, got close to $500, although the price has come back down on them as of late. So, but those are probably the ones that really catch my eye.
Roger, lastly here, these funds are going to go back to the ADARE Fire Department. Any particular piece of equipment or upgrade you're looking to get with these funds?
Well, like I say, I'm not active in the fire department anymore. I was when we started this, and I just kind of, they've just kept me kind of on board to keep doing this for them, and I enjoy it. But they're in the process of doing a new station house for all their equipment and such. So that's probably, I'm guessing that's where most of this money is going to be earmarked for. Yes, James. So
big piece of infrastructure there, to say the least. So if you got any time, 9 to 3 o'clock at the ADARE Casey Guthrie Center Junior High Gymnasium. And that's Roger Richter with the 29th Annual ADARE Fire Department Farm Toy Show coming up. Roger, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, not a problem. For Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.